SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Trauma Intervention Program of Riverside County, also known as TIP, is seeking everyday citizens in the Menifee area to volunteer to support emergency responders. The TIP Riverside County chapter serves five law enforcement agencies, and volunteers work with these organizations to provide emotional and practical support to people in a traumatic crisis, aiding first responders, hospital personnel, paramedics, and the coroner's office. Here to tell us more is Magda Stewart, CEO for Trauma Intervention Programs. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Start by telling us, what is TIP?
TIP is a group of specially trained volunteers who respond to scenes of traumatic events at the request of law enforcement, firefighters, and hospitals. And our job on scene is to be emotional and practical support for the survivors. So you can say that on a trauma scene, we are the heart while our first responders are the hands. They're working on the victims and the scene itself, and we are there just for that support of the surviving folks.
How did this organization get started?
This was started by a mental health professional in 1985 out of San Diego. While he was counseling his clients, he kept seeing the same thing happening over and over again. And that was the client's perception of how the system treated them during their traumatic event. In other words, what the system lacked or the support that they did not receive. And this is a secondary injury. So he thought, what if we were to train just regular citizens to help citizens on trauma scenes and focus on these survivors and be liaisons between survivors and the first responders, what would it look like? And the rest is history. We've been around since 1985. The TIP of Riverside County chapter, our chapter, has been around since 1993.
So this is an organization that expands beyond Riverside County.
Correct. So we have 15 chapters nationwide. In California, I believe we have seven altogether. There's San Diego, Orange County, Long Beach, Riverside County. We have a couple of chapters up north. And then Corona has its own individual chapter that serves only the city of Corona.
How does someone become a volunteer?
To become a volunteer, you have to complete a 37-hour in-classroom training. The training is broken up into eight sessions, four sessions the first week, which is the emotional first aid part of the training, and then four sessions the second week, and that is policies and procedures and how to work effectively with the emergency system. During that week, we have folks from law enforcement, from fire departments, hospitals, as well as the coroner, come and speak to the volunteers on how the system works.
What are some of the calls volunteers will respond to?
Volunteers will respond to everything and anything that involves someone who is traumatized. We have calls such as drownings, traffic collisions, most of them fatal traffic collisions, suicides, homicides, someone just didn't wake up at home. You can kind of say that our volunteers respond to people's personal 9/11, those everyday crises that happen that you don't hear about on the news, but are happening all around us.
What feedback do you get from the volunteers who participate in this program?
Well, the volunteers' feedback is usually the same. They go on calls and they come back. We debrief and they tell us, you know, I don't think I did much here. But the real important feedback is the feedback from the clients. Even though most of our clients do not remember our volunteer's name, they do remember a face and they do remember the presence there. And what they always say to us is, you know, I don't know how I could have made it without that volunteer. I don't know how I would have gotten through those first few hours. And on scene, not only are we that emotional and practical support, but we're also a liaison between the first responders and our clients, which allows us to answer all the questions that our clients have during that first hour or two of the trauma, while it allows the first responders to focus on the task at hand.
Are TIP volunteers mental health professionals?
Nope. We're just everyday citizens, and our training really, really prepares our volunteers for what they need to do. And it pretty much our job is to be a caring presence for someone who is going through the worst day of their lives. As I mentioned before, it's 8 days of training, and we cover, during the first half on the emotional first aid part, we cover things to say, things not to say. We cover what our clients are going through those first few hours, do's and don'ts. We are creatures of habit, and when we try to support our friends and neighbors that are going through a crisis, we tend to use a lot of cliches and things that we feel are helpful, but a lot of times it's not. And that's part of that emotional first aid training, the things to say and the things not to say. So it is very rewarding for a volunteer, even though it's kind of difficult to think about. You're going on a trauma scene, which most likely involves a death of some sort, because 96% of our calls do. It's kind of difficult for people to understand when we say it is a rewarding job, but it is. When we walk away, we know we've been there for someone in crisis.
I don't want you to reveal anyone's identity or break any confidentiality, but is there an incident of someone being helped by the trauma intervention program that really stands out to you?
There's a lot. I've been doing this since 2005 for almost 20 years, and there's been a lot of incidents. We've gone on calls where there's been multiple losses of that particular incident. That particular event has taken more than one life. So we've been on those type of calls where a family has suffered the loss of maybe two children and a grandma at the same time, or, you know, a drowning or fatal traffic collision. People were headed home to celebrate something and they've been hit by a drunk driver, and there's been multiple life loss and things like that. So a lot of them do stand out. A lot of what you see on the news locally in Southwest Riverside County, our volunteers have been on those scenes.
I'm speaking with Magda Stewart, CEO for Trauma Intervention Programs of Riverside County. How is TIP funded?
We are funded in a small portion by the cities that we contract with. So we contract with the cities that we serve, and we also apply for some grants as well as donations and fundraisers. We have two fundraisers that we do per year. One is the reverse raffle, which usually is in the spring. And the second one is in the fall or late summer, and that is our Heroes with Heart Awards dinner. And that event, we recognize our first responder partners who have gone above and beyond in the line of compassion, anything that they have done that is outside their job description. So it is not just an awards dinner for recognizing the folks we work with, but it is also a fundraiser for our organization.
What's a reverse raffle?
The reverse raffle. So anyone who donates $100 will get a chance to go into the raffle. There's only 150 chances. And what happens is we start drawing numbers. The first number is a losing number, not a winner. So we draw up to number 50. So whatever number is drawn at the 50th chance, that person gets $1,000 cash. And we do this three times, at the number 100, another 1,000, and at the number 150th chance drawn, that person gets $1,000. So we give away three $1,000 cash prizes on that one. It's a fun one. You don't need to be present to win either.
What cities do you serve?
Well, we serve pretty much a wide area of the southwest part of the Riverside County. We cover all the way from the Temecula-Deluze border on the 15 freeway to Jurupa Valley, as well as along the 215 freeway. We cover from Temecula all the way up to Moreno Valley. We also go east to Hemet and San Jacinto. Just started serving out in the Coachella Valley. We contracted with the city of Rancho Mirage, and we are serving calls from the Palm Desert Sheriff Station. So any of the areas that they serve, they call us out to. So we're trying to really get contracts with the Coachella Valley cities out there, such as Palm Springs, Palm Desert, desert hot springs, all of it. We are really trying hard to expand to the whole county. We'd love to have the city of Riverside on board. We've already met with some of the folks from the police department last year. And so we're in conversation with a few other departments, because our first step is to make sure that the first responders in that particular city understand the program and the benefit to them. And then the second step is to have the city understand the importance of having the services for their community, right, to support their folks during tragic times. So that's how we start spreading the word. We get the first responders to understand the service first, and then the cities to contract and provide the small amount of funding that we ask for.
If someone wants to become a volunteer or donate to TIP, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to our website, which is tiprifco.org. And for the donate, you just go onto the donate button, which gives you a chance to either do a one-time donation or set it up for a monthly donation. To become a volunteer, you can go on to become a volunteer button in our website, and it'll ask you to fill out a small form, which will start the process. Once you fill that out, you will get a phone call from one of us explaining how the program works and what the requirements are. Because our volunteers are required to provide us with a background check, automobile insurance policy, driving record, and they have to complete all 8 sessions of the training. They're mandatory. Also, once you go through the training and you become a volunteer, the commitment is 3 12-hour on-call shifts per month and 1 continuing education meeting per month. And those meetings are usually held the first Thursday of the month.
You have a training session starting later this month. When exactly does that start? And is there a deadline to apply?
There is no deadline to apply. It starts on January 23rd. So the first week you're looking at Thursday and Friday evening, Saturday all day, and Sunday from 9 to 2. And then the second week you're looking at a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night, and a Saturday full day, and that's how the training is broken up. There is no deadline to apply, but the sooner you do it, the better, because folks do have to get these dates on their calendar since they are mandatory. And for us to start the paperwork, we appreciate the earlier the better.
Tell us again how we can sign up.
You can go to tiprifco.org. That's TIPRIV.org.
I have been speaking with Magda Stewart, CEO for Trauma Intervention Programs of Riverside County. Anything else you want us to know?
Yes, please. New Year's resolution. You can help folks out there. So sign up. And even if this is not the right time, let us know you're interested. We have 3 training academies per year in different areas. So maybe if this one doesn't work for someone, another one will.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for making a difference in our community.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.